The old castle looked down over the dense spread of farmland beneath. The scent of ash and burnt wood had persisted through the night and still lingered in the afternoon air. In the plots below, the diligent farmhands still gathered their crops, seemingly unbothered by the events of the past few nights, whether through complacency or ambivalence. They brought their bundles to the wooden carts, each with a driver who sat robed and hooded, waiting for their cargo. All the while, a figure stood on the stone terrace of the crumbling tower. With keen eyes, they surveyed the grounds, their gaze coming to rest on the small settlement to the east. Everybody to the Game Editors Podcast, episode 289.
That's true.
Yes, that is the episode. Correct.
I, as always, am Sam, your host and Dungeon Master, joined by my table of players.
Matthew playing Vronin.
Ross playing Plauforius Oberfell.
Andrew playing Holt Garvey.
JP playing Syzaya.
Ooh. And as you may have guessed by the unbridled energy that we're bringing tonight, that's right, it's been 4 weeks, so we're doing another Toit one. That's right, it's Toit Mondays at the Campaign Notes Podcast, everybody.
Toit Mondays? That's what we're calling it now?
We're letting people know.
It's Toit Monday.
Whatever this is.
It'll be like boom, boom, boom.
They better expect it, because that's right, Toit Mondays is where we get you excited to... My cat keeps rubbing her face on my mic and it's making it go everywhere. We get too excited to get out there and get toyed. Also, we pretend that it's a feature when it's actually in the middle of my day shifts of working 12 hours. And so I have to be
Sam
up
has
at 5 in the
fast.
Morning.
And yeah. So he has to get toyed.
We can't record until 11 p.m.
Well, let's be real about this. It's because Sam has to go fast and because Andrew is really sad because he's got a lot of work ahead of him this week. It's going to be a hard week.
It's going
to
be...
So really, we're trying to hype you up for what will generally be a shorter episode.
But, you know, I think it's encouraging to be toit in all aspects of life, you know,
use
for just
that
one day.
Extra save time.
Toit like a toyer?
To toiten up.
Toiten up. I see your cat trying to bite your hands while you're talking about toitness.
Yep.
Yep, there it is.
Yep.
Oh my God.
The little
vicious beast.
The little
You
murder.
Need to get that camera that JP was talking about earlier so it would zoom in on the back of Luna's head.
You're just going to have a stump. You're just going to have a bloody stump by the time we're done recording.
That's
that
a toy
the face
cat.
Of no regret.
Toy oh no, kitten. This is just what she does.
Murder kill.
She always had.
No regrets,
Sam, I just realized that you had a tank top on that says Hawaii, which happens to be the setting for the newest Michael Crichton and James Patterson
Jesus
novel,
Christ,
Volcano.
Andrew.
Or excuse me, Eruption.
Right. We were just talking about it, dude.
We were just talking about it. I got her here.
I got this tank top for $6 at an Old Navy because I was trying to come to JP's wife's birthday party dressed like a douche.
Dressed like a douche.
Yeah.
He had to fit in.
Wait, hold on.
I wore this. I wore a like Tommy Bahama style button down, but open, obviously, and the shortest shorts that I could find.
Hmm. Wait, I'm confused. I thought the party was Hobbit themed.
It was.
It was Hobbit
themed. No, it wasn't.
And nobody actually came
in
Hobbit
themed. It was
going to
be that way, but it was also 95 degrees outside.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're going to try again in the fall.
Let's put on those wool trousers, everyone.
Barefoot. That's how you get tetanus or chewed upon by ants.
JP knows all about that one. Yep. Having been smoked several times
by
ants.
Also,
you get a very disgruntled wife.
Yeah, well. You should have told her to... Honestly, what you should have told her is I haven't heard any of the other guys say anything about this thing being Hobbit-themed.
I literally checked with JP like day of, be like, hey, my girlfriend's thinking about doing the thing. Are you going to... Or is it actually going to happen? He was like, no, I don't think so. No, like, all right, sweet. She had a whole bunch of stuff prepared. Like, she was ready to go, but, you know, comfort-wise, would rather not wear all those things, all the fancy pants shit.
And also, like, there's always that fear in the back of your mind where someone's like, yeah, we're having a themed party. And I'm like, are you? Or is this a prank just on me and no one else? And I'm going to show up and look like a goofball in front of a bunch of people.
That's exactly what happened.
Andrew, you look like a goofball regardless of what you look like. Or what
and
you
even if you didn't look like one, people would talk to you within the first 30 seconds and be like,
that fucking goofball.
He's not even a hobbit, but he's goofy.
But because it is the Toit episode, I'm going to quickly run through CameoNotesPodcast.com. There you can find all of our old episodes. You can give us a message using our Drops the Line link. Join the community Discord. Patreon's there. All of the good links are there. Hit us up if you want. Thanks as always to Ben Looms and Sirenscape.
Toit.
There. Okay. And
the longer I speak in an Australian accent, the worse it gets. So if I keep it to one word, even one syllable.
Throw some didgeridoos around that and it'll pop off, I swear.
And in the spirit of keeping things Toit, I want to make sure we don't spend too much time during the intro. And so what I want to bring up is that I learned who Barry Keoghan is this week.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Okay.
So hot right now.
I don't
know out right now. That's a thing.
What he does, like what he's been in or anything.
Banshees of Inisherin. It's great. Go watch it.
Oh, was he in that?
Yes.
He's the kid.
I feel like, I gave up on that.
The kid in that he was.
I can see you giving up on that one.
He was the kid.
That makes sense. It is a Marvin Dunn
movie. Killing of a Sacred Deer, which I think you would hate.
Yeah. I've heard about that one. And, yeah. Either
he's
way,
he's been in other shit too.
Nothing that I would have seen.
That's like the big one lately.
Yeah,
In the last Justice League, he was Superman.
Word. I'm just going to take your word for that. What I really want to bring up, this is more important than the
he is the Joker in the new The Batmans.
The
Batman.
He cameoed as the Joker at the end.
Yes.
In a deleted scene, right? Was it
the,
like it
the
wasn't
important
even
thing is
was
that
was
I, cool. I saw was this credits? This young man's face, and all I can think of, because I have not seen his acting.
He's good at it.
I've heard that he's good at it, and
he's also
so this
just
is
like the most Irish looking dude ever.
Well, kinda, because all I see when I see his face is, and this is a actor that everyone knows, but you might not know by their name. All I see is
David
Pasha D. Lynchnikov. And if you don't know who that is,
wow!
No
Sam,
one knows who that is.
Everyone knows who this is, because if you imagine a Russian character in like a comedy TV show or a serious TV show or the kind of like in between comedy serious TV shows, he's been in it playing a Russian man.
Say that name again so I can clearly I'm at google.com. You can tell by my webcam.
the bright lights. Pasha.
He does look very much like that man.
D. Lynchnikov.
He is like half that man's age.
Correct.
Oh, that fucking guy.
Yeah, exactly. He has been in all TV.
He does kind of look like that guy.
Yeah.
He's been in
Deadwood, Shameless.
Same nose.
The Big Bang Theory for an episode. A lot of these are an episode as a Russian guy. Oftentimes a Russian guy who is just kind of like, hey,
he was
I'm
14
evil
episodes
for this
of Deadwood.
Episode.
Yeah, I was about to say, was he was the Telegraph guy on Deadwood? Mm-hmm. Crack me up.
So he's in three episodes of Stranger Things.
So when you saw Barry Keoghan, you said, oh my god, it's Pasha Lichnikov.
Yep.
It's, or whatever.
Yep.
Pasha D. Lichnikov.
He is 57 years old.
Yeah.
Keoghan.
That's all I saw because
I loved it when he played that 20-year-old in Saltburn. What a bot on that almost 60-year-old man.
Conniving Ray
Donovan.
Sure, I guess, Sam, but I'm not really feeling it, bud.
Don't you Ray Donovan me.
Well, he was in it. He was in A Good Day to Die Hard, the best of the Die Hard. Fourth sequels.
Get out.
How dare you?
Oh, yeah, I forgot that Barry Keoghan was in Chernobyl, too.
Yeah, that's right. He's the young guy that gets conscripted and has to shoot them dogs.
Yep.
Spoilers.
It's a good miniseries. It's a
great show. Go watch it.
It's not exactly a... I mean, it's a dramatization of Chernobyl and the surrounding...
There's an elephant's foot.
A real stranger than fiction to that whole series, you know?
The radiation won't actually be that high, I promise.
The toenail curls on the elephant's foot. All they said was, I wish we had better nuclear power.
I wish Polly Kalichnikov was here in this moment.
They did for about 0.2 seconds.
They did, yeah, I was saying, they did have really good nuclear power for an extremely short period of time, and then suddenly none at all.
The elephant's hoof curves.
This is going off the rails.
And that's why we're getting it back on the rails by diving into the game.
That's not very toy of you, Sam.
As we
really
said before.
Talking about Barry Keoghan, apparently.
That's the thing. As we said, toy does not mean straight into Pathfinder. Toy means this episode is going to be...
It's
going to
be short.
You're getting 45 minutes of whatever the crap Sam throws out here.
As opposed to every other week. Add 15
sometimes
minutes.
They get an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Usually it's an hour 30.
We deliver consistent content, quote-unquote.
Content, yes.
Top the tier. Air. Earth-shattering content. Much like the new James Patterson and Michael Crichton novel. Eruption. Where the least dangerous thing in Hawaii is the volcano that's about to erupt.
Is that...
God.
The actual tagline?
Maybe it's
not. Dante's Inferno 2.
Maybe it's not even about, like, maybe a volcano is not the big threat here. Maybe it's a book actually about, like, flying bears that they introduced to Hawaii to keep the snake numbers down?
To keep the volcano in check.
And you know, in the...
Yeah, bears do eat volcano.
Think about it.
The dramatization.
They love volcano juice.
Bear love
you know who would be playing the bear trainer? Pasha
Dilichnikov.
Yeah, I was about to say Pasha Dilichnikov.
And so on that,
you know
whose
apprentice would be Barry Keoghan.
No, Barry
Keoghan.
Oh,
Barry Keoghan.
He would do the mocap work for all three bears.
Ah,
oh, that'd be Andy Serkis.
It's always going to
learn
Serkis.
From him.
Oh, okay.
Andy Serkis plays the volcano.
All right. On that note, let's dive back into our game. In the last episode, you finished mopping up the guards who found out that you had murdered a cultist in a basement. At the end
How
of
was
the
your
episode.
Microwave tea, Drew?
All right, cool.
I do have an observation on that. Whenever you initially make the tea, it stays hot for a very long time, but when you microwave it and it gets hot again, even though you can achieve the same temperature, I feel like it's not maintained for as long.
Hmm.
Now, thermodynamics probably disagrees with me.
No, it doesn't.
You know, I don't know how it works, but it was good.
Drop us a line, thermodynamics. Let us know why Andrew's wrong.
Yeah, if you disagree.
There's some chemistry things happening there, but I feel like Sam is going to cut me off if I start talking about them, so I'm just going to let him go.
There is some chemistry.
I mean, we can have it be another fade out. Have that be the end of the episode.
He will drive to your apartment and just gently touch your webcam.
Break everything.
Irreparably destroying it.
You killed all the guards who came and found you. You stored their corpses in barrels in this basement. Oh, man, and slept in the corpse basement. While Holt used prestidigitation to clean up the blood.
And this
so
went bad. Were these like
the party,
bad guy cards?
The heroes of the story awake to...
We're the protagonists. We're not the heroes.
Yeah. Fair, fair.
Thank you, Ross.
Awake to the evening, as we said last time, you slept through the day.
as proper murdering ghouls do.
Isaiah leveled up to level 10.
That's right.
Yay!
Did you do that leveling up?
I did.
Worked.
Oh. It's already on the character.
Did you get anything cool?
Yeah, mainly just my class feat at 10, which is suspect of opportunity, which means I can just like as a free action, I think, once an encounter or once per hour, I can okay, it's a reaction. If a foe attacks me, I can make them the target or pursue a lead.
That's okay.
So I can get all those nice bonuses and stuff without having to be like, I want to look for the man with oddly shaped feet or whatever.
Right.
Like, I mean, fucking Crimson Thorn, I think, has been one of my subjects to pursue a lead for a year.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And in other, in JP news, continuing, JP character news, via a Pathfinder update last week and then remaking his character this week, he should no longer have to use his phone to play most of Cyrus, yeah, which is a pretty nice upgrade.
Very exciting.
Fancy.
Foundry's so got that shit together. It's awesome.
We will see what you do with it as we dive back in. I will disappear all these corpses for y'all, even though we all know where they are. I'll move them up here so that we can all remember where the corpses
that they are.
Did you put the cultist in the can?
Can the
yeah,
cultist.
Fuck it, why not? We can the cultist too.
Wasn't there something else we figured out about, like, auras or something? For your character, JP?
Chakras?
I mean, he did last night, yes.
Yeah. So that was my other kineticist in our Ross game.
Yeah, Kineticus.
Kineticus, gateway to all.
Kineticus, gateway to butt.
Gateway to all elements, but mainly just two. Yeah, he's got a cool aura thing. Cyrus does not.
Ah.
Kineticus gateway to, he was going to play him recklessly to get him killed because he was tired of playing Kineticus in the other game and the sheet not working. And then when the sheet started working, he was like, wait, no, hold on, I want to live.
Yeah. No, I like him now.
Yeah, the only aura Cyrus puts off is just of ambivalence.
Mm-hmm.
A bad attitude,
haughtiness.
But well, you wake up. You can see the sunset coming through the New York Times covered windows. The world is yours.
I believe the regalia is not coming back, and it seems like we might want to make our move.
All right. And what, pray tell, is that move?
I don't know anymore.
I suggest our first move is getting out of this basement that is rapidly becoming a crime scene.
Increasingly filled with corpses.
Doesn't smell great in here.
A worse crime scene by the moment.
Well, plan was initially that we're going to blow up a thing, right, to distract everybody, all the cultists and shit, and then we're going to go to the fucking, cathedral or whatever and duke it out with Father John, and then ideally save all the townspeople from there, and everybody would, give us a big hug, and everybody would be happy. I don't know. I don't know what the plan is now because the regalia's not here, so we don't really have like a bomb squad, so to speak.
So they were going to do the blowing up.
But that was the idea. Set it up.
They're going to set it up, but then they did. Okay.
Well.
Hmm.
Or like scout it out or something, and then
just to throw some remembrance on y'all.
Throw me a story bone.
It's. Y'all were scouting the town while they held the bridge from the cultists so they wouldn't push into Riverstead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all went to back them up at the bridge after you finished scouting.
And there was no sign of them, right?
And there was no sign of them.
They were gone.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you think maybe we could go real quick to the bridge and just see if we can find any trace of them? We didn't exactly look for it. We just got there and started throwing bows, which, is fun.
I mean, that's kind of our thing.
Pretty on brand.
It's pretty sweet to do that.
But, I mean, we could go back and see if we could find a handkerchief with some blood on it or, a trail of M&Ms that says we went this way. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe
but,
even a maimed body or two.
I mean, realistically, given who we ran into on the bridge, that's probably what
we could actually go check onto the bridge. We never checked onto the bridge before.
Under the bridge, yeah.
Perhaps they're under there doing heroin.
It's just Anthony Kiedis. Get out of here.
Pathfinder is my favorite game mode.
Get out of here with your child bride. Creep.
Oh boy, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if we want to go to the bridge first, just to check it out, to make sure we hadn't missed anything, and then, I don't know, go fucking figure it out in the town. Improvisation seems to be our best weapon at this point.
Yeah, and like Sash was saying, not here. Being not here seems like a good idea. Because of the corpses and whatnot, so I'm okay with that.
Should still probably press the digitize a little bit to make sure it's not immediately obvious.
But didn't we already do that?
Yeah.
There's one corner of the room.
I thought we tried to and figured it was going to take way too long to do it.
No,
I thought that the idea was that Drew was going to press the digitize and then other people would help, you know, clean normally while he was doing that, and then we would all go to sleep.
So the way it worked is when we first talked about it taking too long was when the guards were about to batter
right
down
there
the door.
Yeah.
Right. And then
that's right.
It would have taken too long as well if y'all hadn't put the bodies in the barrels and just left Holt to clean it up with a toothbrush like Cinderella. Like,
which, in retrospect, we absolutely should have done.
Is that an option? Can we still do that?
Too late.
With the grate in the floor and all the bodies canned and pickling, he was able to just activate power wash mode on prestidigitation and just really hose that place down.
The new DLC coming to Power Wash Simulator, that basement where the nasty boys fuck shit up.
Yeah, murder basement. That would be a cool simulator. Serial killer cleanup simulator.
A game called Goblin Cleanup, where you play a goblin maid that has to clean up a fucking dungeon after adventurers get themselves killed in it.
There is also, I think it's Pressure Washer Simulator, that actually recently had a 40K DLC.
Yeah. Power Washing Simulator had a 40K DLC. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other stuff.
That's a fucking crossover right there. Holy shit.
They also had like a SpongeBob one, I think.
So there you go.
Huh. All right, fine. My dreams have already come true.
Why are you wasting your time with us? Yeah. Go play these awesome games.
Go virtually power wash, my friend.
Yeah. Go power wash things and listen to this podcast at the same time.
Yeah.
There you go. That's actually the ultimate power wash synergy. Simulator does seem like a great way to consume other content while just like zenning out. But speaking of zinning out, anybody need any nicotine?
Nope.
Cool. Then if y'all want to go to the bridge, you should be fine.
All right. Back to the bridge, boys. Woo!
To the bridge. Woo!
Holt runs away giggling.
Because we're so horrifyingly unobservant, we have to go back.
Last time it was really, really nighttime. Like, late
the bridge.
There are steps over to the left.
Yeah. There's a high octane scenario.
There are steps over the left. It looks like through the day, either whether from disappearing like that, the big pig demon who kind of turned into dust, or being cleaned up, the corpses you left behind on the bridge have been removed.
Okay.
I haven't left blood splatter. Partially just because, like, if you were searching, you could find some evidence of that, but it has been given a cursory cleaning. You can tell that.
Okay. Interesting.
I can see things now because it's light out and my character can see things now.
It's the evening time. It's approaching night, so it's that dusky light.
I rolled a perception. It was a 22.
What are you trying to perceive?
I'm looking down these stairs to see if I see any signs of the regalia.
All right. Down the stairs, you can see there is, that's kind of what leads to the under the bridge area, where you can see that while the bridge seems pretty sturdy up top, it does have some weaknesses, like we said last time, in the actual support. Wood, the logs that are holding this thing up. Beyond that, you think that it seems like if you had like a canoe, like some kind of small boat, this would be a good place to make port if you wanted to ride downriver towards Shoretown, and likely is used by fishermen. Mm. You can't see any right now because, you know, the cult and it being almost nighttime, but you see some pretty clear evidence of, like, footfalls in the mud on the riverbank.
Okay.
You're muted, JP.
God fucking damn it. Can we, is there a path down onto the bridge?
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't have to climb or anything.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Yep. Agreed.
Under the bridge in the shadows, you can smell the scent of water and old wood. Kind of. That's it. Like,
Bodies of...
There's not a pile of corpses.
Regalias.
You can make a roll, but I will say you don't see any bodies, no.
I think old Holt is going to explore just north of the bridge.
All right.
While they're peeking around in those necks of the wood. And that is a 29 to find a pile of dead bodies, please.
There are no dead bodies. As I would hope that if the town's cult, the cult has cleaned up their brethren, they would hopefully have cleaned up any other bodies, but maybe they left them as grim reminders. You don't find any bodies, is basically what I'm trying to say. But you do see, in addition to a little bit of kind of turned over rocks and scuffed stone, grass that's been disturbed, you see evidence of a fight beyond what y'all did. Because you know most of your conflict was centered kind of at the north side of the bridge with, like, a little bit to the far north where that one guy was running away. You actually see evidence of a fight that kind of went off on this left side into the grass and the dirt there off the northern end of the bridge.
Holt will do that cool loud whistle with his fingers in his mouth that do in real life to gather the attention of the rest of the guys or
whoever.
And
if you could do it in real life, please don't do it in the microphone.
I was about to say, nobody wants to hear that.
I'll check this out.
Quick sidebar, I did it successfully one time in my life at a high school football game.
I've never been able to do it.
It was like glass shattering loud. And that was it. That was the one time only. Other than that, I just get my tongue juice all over my fingers when I try it. So
your tongue juice.
Saliva.
Yeah. Saliva, thank you.
Yeah.
That's the one that makes you sleepy.
But yeah, Holt will signal for the rest of the squad, let him know he's got something.
Oi, nasty boys! Aye!
And he will kind of, if possible, he will kind of see if he can follow the trail of mayhem and violence, if it seems to be going in any particular direction.
Isaiah, I believe this is your expertise, Bold.
Yeah. Someone who can actually do this, well, it would be appreciated.
Let me look at the party sheet. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hold on, let me go to the party sheet.
Does anyone have Isaiah? Go ahead.
I was just going to say that Isaiah is going to switch one of his leads to the regalia.
The regalia.
Like,
why is Isaiah's perception so low? What is happening with that?
Dude, same way with Rusam, too. It's very bad.
Says he's still level 10. It says he's level 10, but his perception's 4 lower than mine is.
Yeah, well, and he's also
Rusam
still second.
Punch things
one,
good. So Rusam not see things good.
That's one lower. And yeah, I think, honestly, my perception is just dog shit. I didn't.
That's great for an investigator.
Thank you, Ross.
That actually explains so much.
It does.
Look, there's a reason why he tried to abandon him, and I forced him to bring him back.
Yeah.
He's here for flavor, not for taste. I don't know.
I'm a detective. Although my vision isn't very good, I'm a little hard of hearing.
Fixing that fucking guy's arm there, bud, or are you going to stick with impunity?
Oh, yeah, no, I forgot it was broken. We fix that.
Damn it, Ross.
Yeah, I got you.
And you did it in character, too, so I can't even be upset. Yeah, you can roll crafting on that. You can either roll survival or
I can roll crafting. It doesn't mean it's going to do any goddamn thing. It's basic 17.
Perception. I think that's actually a success. I think the fucking repair check is
it's 15? Not high. It's not is very it? High.
I thought it was standard DC for a level. Under 2E.
Repair actions. Spend 10 minutes. Roll a crafting check. DM sets the DC, usually about the same DC to repair a given item as it is to craft it in the first place. Oh, okay. Yeah, so that would be a failure.
I was gonna say, I've been using standard DC to level, or standard DC for level.
That makes sense.
In A-bomb vaults.
I was about to say, it'd be like per level of the actual equipment is
yeah.
what it looks like it's getting at. So yeah, that one doesn't work, but if you like, you can do it every 10 minutes. So yeah. If you want to do that while people are rolling other checks, feel free. But we'll shelf it for now.
Yeah, and until the guy's arm is fixed, Isaiah's just going to rock Impunity in one
dude,
hand.
Dude, Impunity
and
was kind of...
in the other. I mean, it did the...
That's
did
what
the
I was
going
to say.
It's kind of going crazy.
He was slapping fools with that
maybe
thing.
Maybe you should set up Isaiah as like a sword and shield investigator with Impunity. Right. Mm.
Respec.
Or, respec, go swashbuckler dedication. Go Impunity and fucking panache and just do dumbass shit all the time.
Yeah, and maybe throw a point into perception. Either way...
Hell, 2 points. Three. As many as you could spare.
What I was going
to
say...
three? I rolled a three.
Yeah, that's bad. Either way, it's survival, or if you don't have a good survival, you can make a perception, but the DC is harder.
Don't have survival.
Perception
was dog shit.
Survival.
Isaiah notices nothing with an 18.
28.
Yeah, with a survival 28. Vonin, Leaf Man.
Tree Man.
Yep.
You see him become an elder god for a second. He spurts into the ground, growing vines and just feeling what's happening.
Did you say he spurted
over there
into the ground?
Is misplaced and not by natural forces.
Yeah, and he notices several twigs broken, some underbrush that's been sort of like knocked to the side and flattened. And it looks like the scuffle mostly took place over in this area, just off the northwestern riverbank. However, you see that just off the left side, like right at the edge of the map, north of where you are, a very faint, but Vonin was able to pick it out, pair of wagon wheel tracks. Like cart tracks.
Oh shit.
Ooh.
They got took.
Man, yeah, it looks like they got in a fight and did badly.
Chandelier of bones somewhere in that fucking church right now, made out of those poor bastards.
Oh Piggy Ding! Thine bones adorn the ceiling!
It does seem that we can either focus our efforts on following these tracks and attempting to save the regalia and hopefully continue with our normal plan, or run face first into the church, figure it out from there, and then win? Profit? Question mark?
Now, I do know which you would prefer.
The fucking ossuary of Tinky Winky or whatever sounds pretty sweet.
I do like the... God. The catacombs full of crash and dash, you know.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, probably that first plan, if we're being real. I'm sorry if that disappoints you there, pal, but...
No, I don't give a shit. I mean, I do give a lot of a shit. Like, I really...
I care deeply.
I really, really want to kill Father John because we need to get ahead on Crimson Thorn, which we've been able to get no leads on since we came to this island because we've been too busy with Father John's horse shit. And it's starting to make me extremely frustrated, but...
Yep.
We should probably have the regalia, or otherwise our attempt to kill Father John might be entirely unsuccessful. And then the new character that I've been, like, scheming on will have to come into play because we're all going to fucking die.
I mean, you got to work up to it, right? Okay.
Exactly.
We get the little fish and we use the little fish to catch the big fish, so...
There is always a bigger
fish.
It's
just like fishing.
It's just like fishing, except for corpses. and a wagon. Yes. So
I like corpse wagons.
So cooler.
So I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I'm okay for seeing if we can follow these tracks.
Well then, yeah.
Seems like a smart plan.
Sorry, I watched JP doing physical comedy with his fucking microphone.
It blinked me in the nose. You see that?
It did.
I did see that.
At the least, we will get help and backup if we can.
It's okay. Him. I'm going to show the audience and the collective here how stupid I am, because it has taken me. What episode did we start recording remotely on? Like 60 something.
It might
200 might 20 some odd episodes.
Yeah, basically
220. Yeah, 220 episodes, yeah. Basically. To figure out that I can just kind of extend my mic to where it is right now and lean back in my chair instead of leaning forward like a goon and making my neck hurt all the time.
Dang.
Yeah, no most comment. Of those stands have like
yeah, they're articulated
that you can.
It's been really frustrating because I keep having to pick the mic up and do this whole thing, and I'm like, wait, no, hold on. I can just slide my chair forward.
Hold up.
Bruh,
look how relaxed JP been for four years now.
I know, and that's the thing. I literally looked at JP and was like, fun of me why am I not doing that?
Yeah, right? Yeah, you'll all
I make fun of you for everything.
Still gonna.
Well, this is also how we announce our GoFundMe for Ross. Nothing specifically is wrong with him, but oof.
Yeah.
Money, please.
We just got a hunch.
But nothing's right either. So we're trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Man, why is my neck and my back hurt all the time whenever I use the computer for extended periods? I don't fucking know.
Next thing you know, that pussy and that crack's going to go, and then you're in trouble.
That's true.
Just you wait. It's a slippery slope.
But yeah, if you want to follow the tracks, they seem to head north. Casa Domar is maybe a 10-minute walk from where y'all are. It seems like they're headed that way.
And that is the zone of Satan with all of the pits opening and hellfires. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but not in like the cool way. I mean, kind of in the cool way, but like in the
cool way.
But we got to kill them way, even though it's cool.
Maybe we'll run into that Doom guy.
Maybe.
Isabella.
It's from Animal Crossing. He's making Animal Crossing.
Oh, well, yeah, that explains. Reference, yeah. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's okay.
I got it. But yeah, if y'all want to head to Casa Domar, we can do that.
Can we head sneakily or, you know, casually?
That's really the thing, is that's up to y'all how you will enter, because you'll be coming in the, like, the southern entrance, and so the church will be...
Let me take a look at the party sheet here.
I wonder... If we could grab the, do the cultists all wear like a uniform sort of deal?
Oh, they had robes on.
Yeah. They've been wearing robes.
I wonder if we could.
Well, we only had one cultist body to take a robe off of.
Well, one cultist could be bringing back a handful of prisoners.
We got prisoner dilemma? Yeah.
Oh.
We're doing a Chewbacca?
Yeah.
Not prisoner's dilemma. We're doing a Chewbacca?
Yeah, it's not the prisoner. I'm going to flip on all of y'all. Start asking. They're going to walk in and be like, can I get you a drink? Andrew did everything.
It was him. He's the ringleader. Okay, yeah. That would be hilarious also, but...
You guys care about credit card fraud? I think I got about that too.
I mean, we can either do that or... follow expert things. Because I am the world is yours. The sneakiest.
I would follow the expert. Could we do a hybrid approach where Pal gets in the cultist robe and we...
No, you do not want me lying. You should be the one in the cultist robe, if anything. Right?
I know, I can only diplome and intimidate if I can't lie either.
You don't have deception.
I'm good at intimidation. I could scream at someone.
Isaiah is the best deception. I'm on the Nasty Boy sheet now. Now I know everything.
Yeah.
That's a sentence I've never heard before.
He's been rolling in them Nasty Boy sheets.
You know, Isaiah has the best deception, so if we put him in the cultist robe, and then he can bring Cyrus Cod, obviously, because they should be together at all times.
Having a very intense back and forth dialogue, like Tarantino
obviously.
Style. Yeah.
Yep.
If at all possible.
Full Aaron Sorkin. Yep. Walk and talk.
Walk and talk real fast. Big word.
Uh, And then, yeah, I mean, you know, Palforius can sneak alongside.
Yeah.
And whoever, whomst ever decides he wants to follow, or wants to follow him, can do so.
Okay. This is the best plan we've ever had, I like to think.
This is the most plan we've ever had, I'll give it that.
I was actually literally about to say that. You can take a hero point, Ross, because, yeah, I was going to say this is the most plan that we've seen in a long time.
289 episodes.
That's right. It's a whole new world.
I will say, let's... So you walk back to the basement. It's got cop cars outside, obviously. No, you are able to...
Ah, shit,
to...
we did that thing. We returned to the scene of the crime.
Oops. Literally.
Fuck. It's like the one thing you're not supposed to do.
That's how they got us. We shouldn't have parallel parked in that loading zone.
We went back to watch. Shit.
You were able...
Front of a fire hydrant, busted out our taillight when we were parking.
You're able to remove the cultist from the barrel where it has been stored at this point for close to 12 hours, and it's been dead for likely 18 or so.
We had him in the pickle brine.
That
right?
Robe is pitch perfect.
It's like a root cellar. It's
is
probably
in poor
preserved.
Condition.
Okay. You put some fucking
prestidigitize it.
I'm gonna prestidigitize that robe.
Hit it with that magical Tide pin.
That's fine. Holla. There's it's like done. Some
pour some vinegar.
There's
on
some
it.
Bullet holes in it that prestidigitation cannot fix. You can get the blood out and the smell.
How
off.
Do you know there's bullet holes in it? All right, you know
you
I could have
shot
him.
The man thrice.
It could have been
okay.
Least.
I shot him in the
At
head.
Least.
Did he have the robe up when I shot him?
Yeah, they were hooded.
Keep the hood down. Or no,
I would have taken the hood down. Why would I keep the hood up?
I know, because it's mysterious and you're trying to
see these things. Oh my God.
You know what? Don't worry about it.
Why wouldn't I have done that? No.
I'll deceive my way through it. It's fine.
That's what I'm saying. You're able to clean it. However, it's not pristine.
And I shoot Isaiah in the head twice.
Isaiah's rolling in something he's supposed to be good at.
We're doomed.
But you do obtain some cultist robes.
Sick.
Yeah. Isaiah's going to shimmy into those bad boys.
Gotcha.
He's going to cut out the netting first, though. I assume the robes are netted like swim trunks.
Obviously.
Oh, God.
The old ball bag.
These are cultists, not fucking psychopaths.
I don't know.
That's the worst. We've talked about it before, but really? And you're going to pretend like it's good for you. It cradles your junk.
It's
no.
not good for you.
It's a chafe machine.
It is. If I'm that worried about support in my swim trunks, then I'll just wear some quick dry boxer briefs underneath. Boom.
Nothing to it.
Yeah. Or just wear normal
ones. Or just
ones
let that shit hang.
It's so weird. Yeah. Either way, you robe up. You are berobed now.
All right, who's going with the robed guy?
Yeah.
Hold your knees, prisoners.
Hold up now, man. You're not. We don't have to sell it like that.
I'm sorry. Could you fix my guy's arm first? Here, can you take another try at that?
Oh, yeah. I'll take another try.
Yeah, good call. Good call.
That was slightly better. It was an 18.
It's one better.
So, still not enough.
No.
But I did try.
It's okay. All right. All right. Let's get a move on.
I mean, it could be worse. You could be permanently sickened.
Oh,
that's
man.
True.
That would suck. That would suck if just all kinds of detrimental stuff happened to this
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, dude.
And make him even.
Thank goodness.
Even worse.
Anyway,
than I created him. Yeah. So no. I mean, Isaiah's ready to go. Is everybody going with him, or are we splitting up and people?
That's what I was
gonna
say. Describe
like
how you're gonna enter Casa Domar.
Palforius, at least, is going to sneak alongside. Anybody that would like to come with him needs to declare it so they can follow the expert.
Yeah,
which, it. Remember, for following the expert, it's not that you get my role, it's that following me provides you a proficiency bonus to your role.
Ooh, what kind of proficiency bonus are we talking about there, Freddy?
Since Palforius is an expert, I believe, in stealth, yep, he is an expert in stealth, you get a +2 to your role.
All right. Not very stealthy still, but...
Or rather, a circumstance bonus to your proficiency bonus. It's the whole thing.
Okay. So if I'm untrained, I still get that plus two, though.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, I will follow the expert.
Okay. So Holt's going with Palforius.
Where's Vonin going?
I think it's a poor idea if Vonin... I mean, well... Yeah, fuck it. Vonin will go with you.
You don't like my plan?
It's a good plan. It's Tree Boy stands out and draws attention, but...
That's true. So I mean, you should be the Wookiee here. You should be
also,
fucking going
also
with...
splitting the party kind of is a worse idea.
Just Isaiah and Cyrus to do this makes me nervous.
So, we're not 100% splitting the party. The idea being that we're going to sneak alongside them. Wherever they go, we will still go. We're just not going to be up their ass the entire time.
All right, yeah. I mean, it's fine with me. I can
tactical like covering, like XCOM. Can,
yeah,
they're in Overwatch.
One more time, that stealth we're rolling for that.
Yes.
Then yeah, I'll try and be stealthy boy.
Okay, so we're gonna have the JP party and the others.
Everyone else.
The lurkers.
And I'm going to put you into Casa Domar where you'd be entering, and then you can proceed from there. This won't technically be in encounter mode yet, or the one that needs initiative, but just like keep in mind when you move, when you declare stuff, It's going to happen, and it's going to stop what other people are doing, potentially. Like, just be aware.
You got it.
Nothing bad could possibly happen.
You arrive at the southern end of Casa Domar. It is night at this point, after taking your time to go back and retrieve the cultist robes. You arrive to a empty stone square with several stalls and buildings that are seemingly closed for the night. It's dark. There aren't any lights in this section of the town because there's not any like night markets going on. It seems like the vibe has kind of been killed over the past few days.
Weird.
Yeah, that'll happen in these situations.
The only one it looks normal to is Palforius, because he has dark vision, so it's black and white, so it looks old and classy.
Yep.
Holt will loop his index finger through Pal's, one of his belt loops, for security purposes.
And Vonin will do the same to Holt.
Ooh!
Pal pops a beer and gets ready to lead y'all.
Very stealthy.
Let's get to lurking.
I figure, JP, if you wanna, no, rather, but if you wanna kind of lead the way, we'll just kind of stealth alongside. You know, just we don't wanna get in your way. You know what I'm saying? That's your kind of the face here.
You got it. And yeah, he's gonna, before we like really get in here, he's gonna like put rope around Cyrus's wrist behind his back. Where, like, he's not really tied up, but on a quick glance, they'd be like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, go ahead and make a thievery check.
Oh, boy.
I think that's usually the knot kind of tied. Mm-hmm. Maybe survival, if you got that, too. Actually, I think I'd be fine with that.
Thievery, it is 29.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, not bad.
A fake knot is something you've done many a time for many a lover.
Obviously.
Isaiah is also really big into close-up magic.
Okay, so never for a lover, my bad.
Yeah, never.
Exactly.
Yeah. Technically, you are also pursuing a lead on how to tie that knot, but it's fine.
His cards fall to the ground.
Yeah. You are able to do that.
Ribbon starts flying out of his mouth that he can't get to stop.
It's like a cat that ate a shoestring.
Yeah, finds a dead bird in the inner pocket of his coat.
Uh-oh. Isaiah is just going to sort of confidently march Cyrus towards the church.
Okay.
Where the cultists are holed up.
Yeah, and I'll give you
unless there's
you...
like anything of interest as we go, but like it seems like all the fires aren't even going.
Like not in this section of the town, but you do see some fire, or at least the glow of one of these bonfires to the north. You know, although you cannot see it from where you are, that the church also is to the north. You know that Father John's compound, his growing operation, is to the west. But as you kind of make your way across the square, this specific section seems currently unoccupied. Although I will get you to roll a perception check as I'm just going to scoot you like up a little bit as you are able to potentially hear something.
Okay.
Don't worry, everybody at home. JP is having to do work because no one ever gets to have time off work because we live in a horrible society.
It's true.
We live in a society, just like Barry Keoghan said in The Batman.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what he says.
Why society?
Why society?
It's me, Barry Keoghan. Played by Pasha D. Lichnikov.
Lichnikov. A name that I did not want to know, but now I will know for the rest of my life.
Polly Kalishnikov, as Andrew said.
I figured I was in the ballpark.
You hear voices.
There's a 30, by the way.
Yeah. A 30 on the perception from Cyrus. He hears voices to the north. It sounds like a larger group. And with a 30, actually, you hear some voices from the east. Fewer voices that sound like they are approaching.
Ooh!
Palforius is going to move up over here towards the like kind of stall area.
Why? Cyrus hadn't even said anything yet.
Well, he can see them. Palforius is the only one that can see everything moving. Or see Cyrus and all them, so he's going to try to move into an Overwatch-like position. And roll that stealth.
Word.
32.
Alright. The other boys stand with their fingers in their nose.
I was going to say, attached via started. Belt loop. I will.
So we're
follow.
Not paused. You can move yourself.
Gotcha.
You always live your life.
Whoop. So he will. Holt will do the same. And I guess I roll a stealth now as well. Then, huh?
Both of y'all do. If you are following my expertise.
And here, before us is the ruination of your good plan.
Yep. Probably.
Ooh.
Ho!
Oh.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
32. That would be a plus two to mine, so 20.
So you actually get a 34, Vonin.
Yeah. 23 and 34.
Dang. Everybody loses Vonin. He just melts into the shadows. Oh shit.
So is there anything, because you can hear these voices approaching from the east, Cyrus, and I'm just going to assume that you tell Isaiah because you haven't said anything yet, but
yeah.
Come on.
I didn't have a chance, but no, he definitely is going to sort of alert everyone to this as quietly as possible. Psst. Yeah.
Voices to the east! Yeah!
There are some miscreants over there.
Is there anything else you want to do before they kind of enter the scene?
He's going to keep walking nonchalant.
Okay.
He's supposed to be here.
You
That's
see
true.
From
Act like you belong.
The eastern exit, a group of cultists that appear to be patrolling. You see one of the cult leaders and two of the little guys or at least one fancy robe, two normal robes, similar to the ones that you're wearing, just without the bullet holes, making their way from the eastern side of town.
Oh, no. I don't know if they do the chin nod with the chin up or if they do it down.
Beat me safe.
They're robed.
It's
robed, so they need to go up, right? Because you can't really see if it goes down because there's darkness.
Okay.
But bowing in a robe is the more. Ooh, that's a sticky wicket you got there, Dasher. Wait for them. See what they do first.
Yeah,
let them do it first.
They're just patrolling along. Yeah.
Social mirroring, remember?
Yeah.
If they cross their arms, you cross your arms.
Exactly.
They start speaking in a British accent, I start speaking in a British accent.
Hello, governor!
I'm sorry, it's my autism.
I'm gonna move up, boys.
All right.
Yeah, I'll just.
Alvorius moves up slightly to the tent. Cyrus and Isaiah leave. Oh,
I wish the listeners could have seen that. Just happened on Foundry.
They were kind of patrolling around. It's Cyrus like went to move up the middle. They do see you. Like they're the one with torches, and you were just kind of walking through the night. Yeah, and they don't approach you with any kind of hostility. They go, "Oh, brother, looks like you found another one." He looks odd. Yes.
Quite odd.
Did you hear the ones we got last night?
Yes, there's local adventurers, yes.
Yeah, from the other side of the river.
Or like the Raphaelia, am I right?
Oh my god!
Yeah, you can use that. When you talk to Father John.
Oh, and the leader is just—he's dying. The two guys behind him seem a little bit kind of just like.
I don't know what that means. Are we 100% sure that he's not?
Oh no, man! Bart Starr's my cousin. it's kind of fucked up.
So what's this guy's deal? He looks pallid. Know, Bart.
He's just one of those other adventuring types. We're going to, use him as fodder for our purposes. You know.
If you know, you know.
You go ahead and roll deception.
Taps
while he's
the side of his nose.
While he's looking at Cyrus, going like, I hope you're ready to work.
Whoops. Hold on. Wrong die.
Keep it.
It's the same roll either way. It's the same roll either way. That's supposed to be a deception. It's a 30.
All right. Yeah. He's got no reason to doubt you, and you didn't, like, flub anything. You didn't sneeze and go, like, fuck Father John! Oh! So he's like, yeah. Are you taking him to church or the grounds?
I don't know. Where do you think he's most needed? I was trying to find one of you guys and ask.
You know
I've
what?
Been out, fucking... You know, hunting adventurers. I'm a little behind.
That is especially as dressed as like a lowly cultist. That is a great line. Take a hero point.
Yay!
And he kind of looks Cyrus over. He's like, he's a kind of a slight fella, isn't he? He's not gonna be much good at the grounds. I'd say take him to the church and see if they can make something out of him.
All right. Right on. Yeah, let's whip this guy into shape, right? Ha 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 ha. All right. Well, see you later.
Yeah, we're going to carry on. Good to see you, though. What was your name?
Get moving. Oh, it was...
Who's under there?
It's me, Isaiah. I'm new in town. Transfer.
All right. Hold on.
You could have given any name. You could have said David.
They don't know who he is. They don't know who he is.
It's not the name. It's the new in town that they're gonna have an issue with.
I'm new in town.
Roll another deception, please. Okay.
chance.
Okay.
I didn't realize we had gotten the chapter in from Shoretown.
Well, you know, I was up here for the weekend visiting my cousin, and he gave me this pamphlet, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, oh, shit.
Who's so, your cousin?
Not one of these.
You see a rock out of the dark just fly and hit him in the head.
Yeah. He was Jermothy. He got killed on the bridge over there last night.
Oh, I heard about some of our men getting taken. If we find those adventurers, we're gonna take them to the undergrounds.
Hell yeah, the undergrounds
with a capital U.
Yeah, that's that new coffee shop, right? I'm just kidding. I know what the undergrounds are. All right, see ya.
All right, yeah. It was good to meet you, Isaiah.
Doot, 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 doot.
Yep, and they leave. They
did a round. They looked in the window of this closed-up shop here on the western side and began moving their way back towards the east and eventually leave the map. They do not see the other members of the party while they're doing this. The stealth checks were good
enough.
Stealth. Yep.
Stealth boys.
Isaiah gives a big double thumbs up to the dork.
Yeah, the only person that can see this is Palforius, including you, who is currently still just walking in the dark.
Yeah. No, it's all right. We both got low light vision.
You are a cultist. You could totally have a torch out, and it would be
Just go pull a torch out.
It would be reasonable.
Just go pull a torch out. He should have been like, hey, can I bum one of those torches? I've been fucking...
My other one broke, I guess.
I dropped my old one in the toilet.
They're all like, oh, man, been there. Just cult things, right? Hashtag just cult things.
Where you say? The toilet where I came from. My name's Isaiah.
I'm new
You don't know me, nor have you ever heard me. And new people
I'm an
seem
android investigator
scarce.
Currently infiltrating your cult.
They hear a gunshot as well as multiple stabs happen behind them.
Yeah.
So the second I hear android investigator, all right, I'm going
you
to
dumb
spell
motherfucker.
Strike right, with shocking grasp at level
why
2.
Why are you so bad at this?
Pull the ripcord. Go.
He did that thing when sometimes when undercover cops get in too deep and become their persona.
Yeah.
He's a cultist now. Got lost in that sauce all 15 minutes that he's been under.
You successfully hoodwinked the cultists. You can continue north. You can see where they were going to the east. There are exits in all four cardinal directions.
Oh, boy. Well, the underground.
Do we have any clue?
Sound ominous.
Do we have any clue where the church is from here? Is that north. Or is that east? Okay.
So there's the church, the grounds, and the undergrounds.
The undergrounds was a joke about him killing.
The undergrounds was not a joke.
That's why I gave it the capital U because it was a joke.
But I wanted to make sure it was known as a thing.
I don't know. I think he'll kind of wait till the rest of the party is close up enough to sort of quickly discuss.
Have a little conference.
Palforius scurries across the path.
Up. Yeah. I was going to say, I'm assuming just out of the mechanical light.
Yeah.
Stay out of the light and he'll sort
JP, see if you can tell which one Holt is without hovering over them. since it's the...
He's a quick one.
We've said it before, but since it's got the hidden like texture on it, but Andrew's Undertaker has the background where it gets cut
since
out.
It's a PNG instead of anything else.
Yeah, it's a silhouette of the Undertaker that is...
It's very
hidden.
Good. In the
don't
dark,
mind me,
you
just
can see the hat.
Sneaking in the dark.
do you need another cell check, Sam, or are you good?
Nope, y'all are fine.
You can just make out his sweet duster.
From what you can hear, especially as you move north, the larger gathering of voices, which now anyone could hear, if I made you roll a perception check, it would be
to see if, like, you massively fail and had a aerial hemorrhage. Like, you can all hear that to the north there are more voices, for sure. But to the east, like, it seems like this was kind of the bottom stop on that patrol's path, and they are moving all the way back up the eastern side of town.
I'm betting.
I kind of feel like we should go east if we're going to find the regalia.
You think? Yeah, that's definitely where we would find them, but also, if everybody is not at the church right now, would it be a good time to get in there and take a look around? Well, maybe there's fewer dudes.
I was going
to
say,
I'm perfectly happy to sneak in there. You know my thoughts on the situation in that regard, but
I would
cause a motherfucking ruckus if we do that.
I'm assuming the grounds are to the east. That's just like the assumption I'm working on, but I don't know. Because the church is kind of like northwest,
we should just
in town, right?
Go wherever the least people are. I mean, instead of jumping right into the bonfire, wherever the hell that's happening, we might ought to take the more sneaky path.
Yeah, let's go east. Come on.
Okay. So you want to kind of follow behind where the patrol went?
Yeah. I mean, that's what Palforius is going to kind of stage whisper to Cyrus and Isaiah.
All right. Yeah. They'll go east then.
All right.
It's going to be weird if we run into those guys again, though.
But it's only three of them, I figure. Right. Instead
hey, it's
of
Isaiah!
Like,
you know,
20 dudes turning around being like, who are you?
Went by, they told me, you know, they paged me, you know. Yeah, so we will exit east then.
Yep.
Exit stage east.
Getting y'all.
Oh god, you got your light on us.
In there.
Careful.
1 second.
Shit. We're revealed.
Talk amongst yourself for like 30 seconds.
You want me to talk amongst ourselves?
How was everyone's day?
How could I fall? I've been playing Midnight Suns for like 3 fucking days, dude, solid, man. Great. It is so fucking good, dude.
It's real good.
It is perfect for my brain because I get to go do dumb dating simulator things and edit my fucking, you know, whatever 10-card deck thing. And then go fucking wreck some shit with Marvel characters and then come back and do more dating simulator.
What's been your, like, go-to squad?
Right now, that's the issue that I'm having, is that I like characters for different reasons, so I keep trying to bring different characters. I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to let them... I know that they all keep up in XP, so nobody ever gets too far behind. But, like, I've been sticking... Like, Magic is a mainstay.
Yep.
Magic is pretty much always in my squad. And then I actually, because I got the Iron Man Air Superiority card, the one that's like fucking hits everything on the map.
Yep,
that's a nice one.
It's been a lot of Iron Man magic.
It was crazy. Towards the end, I was using a lot of Iron Man as well, but magic was always there. I used a lot of Venom, and
I haven't gotten Venom yet.
I used a lot of who are you? The Hell Rider, Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider. As a Ghost Rider is really cool too. I actually, I've been trying to use him more because I kind of ignored him for a little bit. The only one that I actively have ignored is Captain Marvel.
That's the other one I was trying to think of. I used her a lot. But
I basically haven't used her at all.
Don't think she's actually that good. Speaking of not that good, I've got everything set. You arrive in the Eastern Square. Much like the previous one, there are some stalls set up. You can see several of them have been ransacked. Some of you can see this. It is fully night now, so it is dark out. You see to the eastern side as Isaiah the cultist moves up with his torch, that there is a home with a little small farm outside. It seems to have escaped the burning. You see several destroyed, like, vendor-type stalls. A small shop on the northwestern side seems to be boarded up, fully boarded up, with a note that says, "Gone fishing, be back never, heading to Shorten forever." But the square seems empty as well. as you just saw the cultists kind of meander through here. I will say to the north, because Isaiah was getting a lay of the land. When you move north, you can still hear you can hear more voices north of you.
Okay. And
I will say on the eastern side where you are right now, the fires that you saw when you were kind of surveying the area were more centralized on this side.
Okay.
Okay.
And you can see the glow north in the close distance.
And it looks like the only way out of here is to the north. Is that accurate?
Or back to the west. Or, I mean, if you go south, you would be going kind of back into the woods.
Yeah. Well, I'm worried. I'm worried if we keep going this way, we're just going to end up where, like, everybody is. But I don't know.
Well, that was the thing. It's like, if we had headed straight north from the previous map, we would have ended up in the middle of town with the big group of bullshit. Right? At least so the voices that we heard told us. We are going to end up close to that, though, pretty much regardless, because it seems like, I mean, the way we were entering Casa Domar, like, we're gonna hit that eventually anyway, right? We have to go north to get through most of the city.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I mean, we don't really have a choice here.
So it's either north.
I wonder,
or
it makes
back.
Me wonder how long the patrol path is. You know, classic stealth game.
Yeah.
You follow them up, you hide, and then when they come back on their next loop and then go once again west back to where we initially encountered, then you can book ass and, you know, it's all clear. But
well, what you do is you take the torch to Cyrus's face, give him a terrible burn scar. That way, when they walk past you, you say your name is not Isaiah, it's David,
Burnzea,
as previously stated.
Yes.
Burnzea. And then they think you're a different person, so they don't have to worry about you.
I'm not going to do that.
Flawless.
But I also say you're still stealth, like you are unrevealed as a non-cultist.
Well, do we want to keep continuing this way then, or do we want to try to all hide here till those dudes go back the other way?
I think we got to keep going.
Yeah.
I think time is of the essence with regards to the regalia too.
Yeah, they might be getting ready to get burnt at the stake or something, so.
Well, they haven't been killing people, but I think that the faster we can get them out, the better shape they'll be in.
They're not feeding them ice cream, I know that much. Yeah. So.
It's not good. Yeah. But yeah, that sounds good. Holt will fall in step.
All right. Then I will prepare the next map, which mostly just is me giving Isaiah his torch so he comes in with light.
Yeah. Sam, is it just going to be that area at the very beginning of Bloodborne where it's all of the townsfolk standing around the bonfire? You know, in the first area?
You tell me, Andrew. As you arrive in the Eastern Square...
It's just going to be a screenshot from the video
game. It's literally going to be a screenshot.
Hey! Yes!
And you see a collection of cultists and demons surrounding a drawn ritual site with... Can everyone? Yeah, everyone can see this. A floating demonic head.
Vaguely horrifying. I do see a floating demonic head.
Well done.
And we are going to get into this scene in the next episode as we finish up Toit episode 289.
Yeah.
And see, the problem with this is that we need to be entering from the right side, from like a raised platform, and then we have to go down some stairs, and there's a pathway going out the back, and then we gotta go towards the bonfire a little bit. We gotta kill like two dudes, but there's one dude with a sniper rifle.
Miyazaki's better
really
than
fucking
I am.
Annoying. That's true.
No one's,
he is.
No one's
he is
ever said otherwise. But yeah, we'll get into I will say I put y'all here so that you could see the reveal. Logic would dictate that you would not literally be like walking up the middle.
Right up each other's
so
ass.
You can be on
shit.
This like left.
If that giant demon's head bit a snake, it would have bit
yeah,
me.
Right side, left side, wherever you want to kind of start to creep up. But we'll get to that in the next episode. Thanks, everybody.
Damn.
I will certainly post this this map in the Discord, and we'll see. Maybe there'll be a combat next time. Maybe there won't. It depends on what the guys feel about this.
Not as long as Vegas these, odds indicate rules yes. Keep going. Yeah.
Yes. Fucking plus a billion
yeah.
towards combat.
Gotcha.